great camping opportunities are still available. We're checking some available sites. Next on Western Life Radio.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Celebrate fall by camping at Utah State Parks. Eugene Swalberg with Utah State Parks and Recreation makes his reservations.
Those folks that prepared early and had their camping reservations, I don't know that it's a little bit early maybe to look out onto the weather calendar, but yeah, absolutely. My time spent in that southern and in the eastern Utah at Agava Valley State Park, UEA was always a huge time, numbers of folks coming in. The weather is almost absolutely perfect. In the evenings, you need a light jacket, kind of cool for camping, so that's always great, but for the most part, many of the days and most of the afternoons, you're in shirt sleeves and just having a ball. We get kids from the early teens, late teens, and even the younger that love it. So many age levels, it's fun to do that. And even at other parks, maybe you want to do some of the same thing out at Antelope Island State Park. We were out there earlier in the month, and we were doing a filming project, but just out there on the trails and thinking, what a great opportunity, how fun it is, right close to the Wasatch Front, some of this open space that you feel like, hey, I'm out here all by myself, and I'm out in the middle of nowhere, so it seems. You hear the sounds of silence, so to speak, or you hear the sounds of nature, and it really is refreshing. You're thinking, all right, I can go back and face whatever challenge we might have. Maybe that's just the lawn or cooking dinner. And we have some opportunities. Many of the facilities start scaling back, but we also have many facilities that stay open, and you can make those reservations. Say you want to stay in a yurt or a cabin at East Canyon State Park in January. Those opportunities are available, and you need to hop on the internet and make those reservations. Maybe you're going to want to have a winter experience up at Wasatch Mountain State Park, stay in the cabins, and then rent a snowmobile and go on a half a day or a day snowmobile ride up along the Wasatches there. Well, what a wonderful opportunity. Certainly, we don't want to forget about our southern parks, and they can do that pretty easily on our website at stateparks.utah.gov.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.